Okay. Alrighty. Well, I thought I had a different set of music queued up, but apparently not. So, how are you doing out there this day? It is very cold here in South Florida, and it is said to be warming up. And if this is warming up, I don't know. But anyway, this is Lead Stories. I'm your Trice Lead, and it is Free Your Mind Friday. What we're going to do today is what we always do on Free Your Mind Friday. You free your mind. You speak your piece. You say what you have to say. And, I'm listening from time to time. I would ask you a question based on what you're saying, and others may take you on as well, but that's our custom here on Free Your Mind Friday. We've been through, just in this week, more news than I can remember in many, many weeks put together. But it's going to get even worse because you can tell the rancor, the anger is all over the place. And they're not likely to let up on that anytime soon. 888-874-4888 is the number to call to express yourself about the events and issues of the week. And whenever you try and give us your take, an analysis of what's going on. Try to put us ahead, not just to look back and tell us what happened. You, of course, will tell us what happened from your perspective, but based on what happened, according to you, what will happen next? That's really important to be able to use information that way. It's not about being right or wrong, it's just you're taking an educated guess about where we are about to be based on where we've been and the developments of those stories. All right? So, welcome. And let's start the process at 888-874-4888. Ma'at, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Just bear with me because I'm fading away here, but I had to stay up because I've been missing a lot, although I catch up on the phone archives a lot of times. So greetings to the beloved family.
Thank you. To you, too.
A couple things. I did hear, was too tired to call, but I did hear one program when you had mentioned about your concerns about Ilhan Omar, and
yes.
I was somewhat left up in the air about what you were referring to because you kind of assume that we knew the particular story as to what she, you know, your concern of what she was being accused of. I saw a segment on MSNBC, and basically, they didn't even mention the accusation in terms of their reporting, and they do corroborative reporting, is because my understanding was that it came from like one of those, I mean, we living in strange times. I mean, things are coming down from 4chan and 8chan. You're familiar to some extent with those type channels?
No.
Huh?
No.
4chan and 8chan, a lot of
Oh, yes,
the...
yes, yes. I said 4chan.
Oh, no. Like I say, I'm fading away here. But, yeah, so a lot of the, you know, white supremacist nastiness and conspiracy stories came down. So that's the take that I got from it, you know, that basically, you know, something really, and Amy earlier, or Amy Goodman had some story about her and Tlaib being by an Israeli Facebook site, you know, being again targeted and death threats and everything. But what was disappointing to me is Ari Melber brought her on the air. And when he asked her the question, and this has gotten me pulling out my hair, you know, and we need to shut down those Democrats' offices if they don't come through. Is she said when he asked her whether it would be a broad or narrow articles of impeachment, she basically went with, and there's been a little bit of expansion, this idea that it was just going to be on the Ukraine piece. And what is really pissing me off is that the GOP, they're going to continue to gaslight the American people. They're not going to even deal with the bribery. And I got to watch that with the professors. That was really...
Where are you going? Tell us where you're going.
What she said, where I'm going with this, she basically went along with this idea that it should only be about the Ukraine. And from my perspective, since the Republicans aren't going to even... In other words, when you do articles of impeachment, you could sign on for one, none, or more. So you don't have to have a narrow focus. And what I'm concerned about is why don't you talk about how crazy, which we all know Donald is, right? So why don't they put the whole planopy, particularly, I mean, Pelosi did this thing around hate. You probably saw that. If she feels that strong about hate, put the incitement of violence. I mean, that's something you don't even have to have a hearing for.
Well, that was the point of Al Green, congressman from Texas.
Well, I need you to elaborate, because I did hear you, like I say, I might have been fading away. I think it was yesterday. You didn't flesh it out about what you had seen.
We discussed this in detail.
No,
months,
but I'm talking about when you said where he had recently come out, because when I tried to reach out to his office, because he seemed to be hiding, I got ignored three weeks or so ago. So when I heard you, I was heartened, because I heard you, I don't know whether you saw him on a particular program or on the internet.
No, it was in the news that he... said essentially, well, he accused the Democratic Party of ignoring certain issues and certain people who raised those certain issues.
Yeah, and people of color.
And he warned that he will not be ignored, because, in fact, since last year, it could even be longer than that, he had brought to the floor of Congress, he had brought to the floor the idea of impeachment of the president, especially on the grounds of the violence he has allegedly incited. And he was very, very angry. And I made note at the time that his fellow legislators
ignored him, basically.
Didn't indicate at all that they were interested in what he had to say, including members of the Congressional Black Caucus. They thought
astounding. That is astounding, because I saw this through the Week magazine, the Vox site had brought out the fact that if they wanted to even have one here in the University of North Texas, did a study. And the study showed that wherever Trump goes on to his rallies, we've heard him say, punch that person, I'll get you legal help, blah, 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 is his hate crimes goes up 226%. So if they want to document, to me, my concern is, what about the future? What about posterity? What about giving messages to what we don't want in future presidents, and having a matrix, a blueprint for how we can plug holes, you know, whether it's through legislation or other tactics, you know? So I'm half crazy over here, because this idea is no reason a person can vote for one or none or more. So there's no reason why to limit it, especially since the Republicans.
Let me ask you. You're making a statement. Let me ask you the question. What is the signal to you?
Well, it signals to me what I was saying before, that we're essentially stateless people. And I listen to my beloved brothers and sisters, and, you know, they play a big part of that because they bring so much to the table. And, you know, I was trying to call Jerry Nadler's office. I called too early, and their message is about less than a minute, but I'm going to follow up because I used to live on the Upper West Side. And, you know, so I've been in his office and all, and so he and Schiff are the ones that Nancy says that's going to write, but I think that we should let them know. We should reach out to them, get their emails and all, and say, look, yeah, in fact, I was on, what program was I on? I was on Brian Lehrer yesterday morning about how the black intelligentsia and, in general, people of color, we just don't feel like we're at the table. You know, he agreed with me.
We keep insisting that they do what they are committed to not doing. I mean, we should have gotten the point by now.
They're not committed to this. I mean, this guy has threatened civil war. You know, in capital letters, that's what Brian mentioned when I mentioned about the incitement of violence. And there's laws all over the land.
That is the other extreme. People are not prepared. People talk. And it has got me so sick. I'm so sick of the talking. And nothing much in the way of doing. They just talk. And everybody knows it's a bluff. Because everything they threaten to do, they never do. So they're not serious. The Democratic Party isn't serious. And nobody in the Democratic Party is serious about taking on Nancy Pelosi. What kind of leadership is this? You're grown people. You are the beneficiaries of millions of votes cast to put you in Congress so that you will, in behalf of all these people and more, you'll do the right thing. You'd be on point. But they're not working as hard as they ought to be.
Isn't it also about being prescient? So if when Al Green, and before him there was a California rep that said this guy has to go, came up with, I don't remember the details, but there has to be leadership. You don't wait for the people. You bring the people. You know, you teach the people.
They should know by now we are fed up with statements like, this guy has got to go. What does that accomplish? Shut up, organize, and make him go. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're complaining, we complaining, we whining, we have all kinds of reasons to be angry, and it's always a circle of tears when we gather. I'm sick of it.
And a circle and firing squad a lot of times, too. That's what they say the left does.
This is what annoys me. Nancy Pelosi has more than overstayed her time in power. She should have been cleared out.
Mm.
A lot of the senior members have lost it. When it reaches the point that you have to, you the uninitiated, you and I, we have to tell them what to do, then they are of no use.
Mm. Mm.
The issue is internal. It isn't Trump. It isn't Trump at all.
Well, he's just a symptom, I guess, is what you seem to be saying, you know.
Mm. Well, Trump isn't even a symbol. He is
a symptom.
He is actually parroting. He's speaking in behalf of his constituency. He's not leading the constituency. He's reflecting his constituency.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he has no fear.
And you made some good points. I was fading away, but I heard you start out. That was excellent. I'm going to listen to it again about how the way you explained about the overt racism and how it sort of unleashed. It's unleashed torrents of fire, of sewage, of, you know, I
of
guess
what
we...
what America really is.
Mm.
This is what America really is about. When any country, let alone a country that always insists it's the leading country of the world, this is what you got as a leader? This is what you want?
Yeah,
a guy who's just two centimeters away from being a Neanderthal? That is your idea.
His clown shoes were flapping around in Europe that he had to rush off when he saw the Dutch leader and the Canadian and French and English leader mocking him and laughing at him. At least they have a better strategy, because Macron figured the buddy-buddy and the feely-feely, that didn't quite change anything. Now they just know what they're dealing with.
Thing is, what do we do? All around, leadership is failing. Leadership is failing, or I'm using the wrong tense. Leadership, in large part, has failed.
Got that right.
We keep holding on to the illusion that somehow they will do what we really desperately want them to do, and for which we're prepared to support them. We the people can't navigate the halls of power where they are. We can't really do that. We don't have access.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's right.
So
on.
We need to get serious. We need to get serious. Thanks for getting us started today, Mott.
Thank you.
Okay, Tony from Orlando, you're on the air.
Hi, Trish. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling it.
I just want to clear my mind after hearing my aunt's call, and I just want to tell her to brace herself for the next 5 years, because they're not going to get rid of Trump. Trump's here to stay. If people haven't realized that by now, I mean, they're just going to lose their minds. I mean, people need to take up a hobby for the next 5 years and stop following this whole fiasco, because people are going to go nuts. The Democrats have put a special counsel on this guy. Nothing. They trying to impeach him. They're going to impeach him. His poll numbers are going up. He's going to get acquitted in the Senate. The Democrats have not managed to turn any Republicans against the president. Impeachment is supposed to be a bipartisan thing. It's been strictly partisan up to this point. They're not winning this war against Trump. The only way they're going to beat Trump is at the ballot box. and they're not making a good case at that. So I suggest people to brace themselves and get ready for the next 5 years. Take up a hobby and and distract themselves with something else other than politics if they hate this guy so much.
What bothers you most about where we are right now?
What bothers me most is that, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, this is my deal. I voted for Trump. Okay, I'm not gonna, you know, make pretend I did not vote. I voted for Trump. Okay, but do I agree 100% with everything he does? No, I don't agree with his xenophobic policies. He's a racist. All that stuff turned me off about him. But as far as the economy, building up the United States military, all those things, he's done a good job at that. What bothers me most is that President Trump tried to do what Obama said he was going to do with Iran and try to better relations with our enemies, which is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to try to better our relations. And Trump was going to do that with Russia, which is something that appealed to me as a voter when he was running, when he said, why should we be enemies with Russia when we're supposed to be trying to bring peace in the world? And what bothers me a lot is that the Democrats have created this whole situation where the United States cannot be friendly with Russia because they created this narrative that Trump is bought out by Putin and all this garbage that hasn't been proven. And what it's done is hurt our standing in the world when dealing with a country like Russia. Okay, because now our top leader, whoever the heck it is, and their top leader can't get together and try to hash things out. Okay, Russia and the United States are one of the two major nuclear powers in the world. We should be getting along, not be having more tension between each other. And I believe that the media and the Democrat Party has endangered that possibility, created a possibility of nuclear war. Okay, they say Trump is crazy and he's the one with the finger on the button and all that, but it was the media that created this Russia, Russia, Russia narrative for the past 2 years, trying to get him out, trying to delegitimize his presidency, and they failed at that because he's still there. And
but you, so
doing,
you,
yeah.
You dismiss totally any possibility that they could be right.
Because this guy has been investigated and investigated and investigated, and they have found nothing. I mean, come on, it's crazy. By
do
now,
you
I would
understand?
Think they would be in jail.
Let me, ask,
in jail
you,
by
let
now.
Me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you understand what would happen or what would have happened if they found reason? If they found things that were true and let the nation know? Do you understand?
Eutrice, he would be impeached. And the people, Eutrice, the people, his poll numbers would not be where they're at right now. And we would not be going through a political impeachment. We would be going through a real, actual impeachment of all the American people, not just the base of the Democrat Party, but all independents and Republicans alike would be joined on impeaching Trump. But that's not where we're at.
Has it occurred to you, have you thought about the possibility that we're all being conned?
Of course we're being conned. That's what I'm trying to say, Latrice.
In that scenario, if we're all being conned, then who do we determine is telling the truth about anything? The FBI, the CIA, the White House, Congress?
Eutrice,
all
first
telling
of all,
their versions of the truth?
Utrice, I don't trust the FBI. I don't trust the CIA. Now, all of a sudden, because President Trump is president, we're supposed to trust the CIA and the FBI, the people that have been spying on Americans for the longest. Okay, we're supposed to trust them now. I don't trust those. But we're supposed to trust the FBI and the CIA, the people that got us into the Iraq war with fake intelligence.
Well, that's what Trump is saying. Trump is saying that is exactly his position.
Exactly, Patrice.
He's saying we have arrived at a point where we have been dragged along ideological lines. And in order to maintain those ideological perspectives, we necessarily had to deny even those agencies whose job it is to safeguard the country. But we see that they're not necessarily doing that.
We don't know
who is telling the truth. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. Utrice, history has proven that the FBI and the CIA can't be trusted. History has proven that. I mean, we're not living in a vacuum where all of a sudden we just started living today and the FBI and the CIA are all, you know, supposed to be good guys and we're only supposed to believe that. They've misled this country many, many times. They've spied on American citizens many, many times.
But let me put it this way. Isn't that their job? Are you really expecting that clandestine organizations like that, which is part of their job? We are the ones who are naive. This is what they do.
But the problem in the
arena of national security and international security, this is par for the course. Nobody tells the whole truth about anything.
But Utrice, when Trump said they spied on his tower, okay, he said when he came out and said that they tapped his towers, what did the media say? They laughed at him. The very thing you're saying right now, that's what they're supposed
because
to do. And
he
said
is an inveterate liar.
He could be the liar all he wants, Utrice. But when somebody says,
this man has manipulated this whole country and much of the world with his lies, blatant lies.
I'm not saying he's not a liar. But what I'm saying is, a liar, when a liar tells the truth, and then you have another liar say, "Well, that truth can't be possible," when a truth can be possible. They're both lying.
You can't have it both ways.
Yes, you can, Utrice. Yes, you can, and that's the problem I have. With the media.
Any notion that he has integrity. That's one of the things. He is not fit to rule a country.
He has a need
for deep counseling and therapy.
Utrice, if he's not fit to rule the country in 2020, there's going to be an election and people can vote him out. We're talking less than a year.
No,
we're talking
it's not
11
as easy
months.
As that. You see, now it has become something else. That determination should have been made before the last election.
But it wasn't. And guess what? We have a new election right around the corner.
So there we are. We are always trying to catch up with what should have been so apparent and what should have been moved on years ago. How did this man get into the White House? Is he a genius? No. This was orchestrated.
Utrice, the point is people don't like him, okay? Whether he's incompetent.
No. We have to wake up. People do like him. People, in fact, love him.
And you're right about that. People don't like him and people do like him. Now, those people that do like him can vote for him again. The people that don't like him can vote against him. You see, how, that's how it's supposed to work, Yatrice.
Yeah, but people need to understand.
We're not in a third world country.
And you're placed in this position. You can't have it all your way. When you embrace lies, you embrace these very, very distasteful ways of operating. When you do that, you give license for the so-called leader to do whatever he wants to do with your country. Because what he proved was that with all the things that people had pointed out about him, he's still in charge. And even now, as they're talking about, you know, getting him out, with what? Where's your power? Where is
exactly.
the power to do that?
Exactly, because they don't have any clear, solid criminal evidence. Everything is hearsay. Everything is accusations. They don't have him with his hand in the cookie jar like they had Nixon.
They have him with his hand in the cookie jar.
They don't have the blue dress like they had Bill Clinton.
Things have become far more complicated now. They have him with his hand in the cookie jar.
They don't
it
have
is
the
not
blue dress.
The prosecutor,
Yatrice. They don't have the blue dress like they had Bill Clinton. They don't got that. That's the problem. You see what I'm saying? But so that's why I'm saying that since they don't have all that, they did investigations. They couldn't create a solid case against them. Okay, they left everything in the open.
I'll tell you the brutal truth. They have no idea that whatever it is they have, witnesses and documents and affidavits and all this other kind of stuff, they have all of that. What they don't have, and they know they don't have it, they don't have the backing of the people.
There you go.
They don't have that.
And you need
they
that
don't have
for
that.
Impeachment. You need that for impeachment and removal, Yatrice. You need that.
Well,
you
that's,
need that.
I'm in this matter, I'm a tourist. I'm looking on. Because the truth is, I don't think any of us really have the power yet. We haven't yet realized that kind of power that would make these people, that would compel them to understand that they are servants of the people.
Yatrice,
the reason
the people are not behind it, okay, is because, like David always talks about, the bones have been thrown out. Right now, the economy is at an all-time high with unemployment, with 50-year record unemployment. Those bones are keeping the people from uprising. Okay, Yatrice? That's what's happening. Like they say, like it was, what's that guy Carvel used to say, is the economy stupid? That's what's going on. The bones have been thrown out. The people are content. And that's why what I'm telling you is, they need to get off of this name calling and all this crap about how he's crazy and this and unfit. And you gotta beat him at the polls. You gotta put up somebody that's going to beat him, not some corrupt a political hack like Hillary Clinton, where people go to the poll and say, "Well, who's the least of who's the better of the two evils?" Put somebody up that's for real, that is going to do what Trump is doing for his base. But for us, you see what I'm saying, Yatrice?
I see
that's
your point.
That's what you got to do.
I would take issue with several of it, but I am very happy that you're thinking analytically and you make some very strong points. Thanks so much, Tony, for calling in today. Speaking of David, he's up next.
Good afternoon, Yatrice. There's so many things going across my mind, but I'm going to take a stab at this wonderful that we have Free Your Mind Day. First of all, I want to think or have people think about, let's say, my observation since the 60s, when we had a proliferation, for example, in the black population, we had more and more representatives at the legislative area come in, and many people who got a chance to sit in high places, you know, that is a tremendous increase. However, in spite of the fact that we had all these new representatives come in, the conditions of the people in the black community, they have not increased that much. I mean, the condition of wealth for most, for example, black people and so-called white people, with those two different phenotypes that we talk about, have not closed. I think the gap is even larger. Even though we had all these new representatives, Congress people and whatnot, you know, it hasn't made that much impact on closing the gaps between all citizens in this country. So that is important information. So from my perspective, the ruling class, and when I say ruling class, are people who really own the country, who run the country, they are winning. They are doing better and better. They're accumulating more of the wealth as things go along. So they're winning fine. And much of the discussion that we're having, from my perspective, is a very, let's put it this way. It's no different that at the slave plantation, the slaves, people who are enslaved, and the people who are in the area are having a discussion about who is going to be the next overseer at the plantation. You see, so the ruling class is still in charge, and whether you have Trump there or Pence there, nothing is really going to improve for the benefit of the people. And this is sad because the ruling class, their chief strategy is divide and conquer. That's a wonderful strategy for them. And their main tool is white supremacy racism. So white supremacy racism is working fine for them because they are mostly with the phenotype of what has been in Europe in recent tens of thousands of years. And their victims who have the same phenotype identify with the rulers, and you see, so things stay the same. So we have to understand that I feel that all this energy that you're putting in with this impeachment is like, you know, interesting, but it doesn't change the system, because those people in positions that are placed in, whether it's a legislative, judicial, or executive, they're really working for those who rule, the oligarchs and corporations at the top. So no matter who is present, essentially, that person, male or female, is going to be in the employ of those who rule, who functions in the behalf of those who rule, and most of the people do not get it. Now, I've said some of these things before, but I think it's important to be redundant. because people have to get it that things are not being done in the interests of the masses of people in this country. That they never, never has meant to be that way. This place is run by a ruling class for and the ruling class and their interests, and we have to get it. So, you know, and I'm speaking not only about the people of color, black people, but I'm speaking about the so-called white people also. Things are not running their interests either. And that's the important thing that we have to remember, that you can't reform a vicious wolf that's going to eat you up. You just can't do it. You have to understand the system that you're running in, and most people don't. There's no way that those who rule are going to highlight what they're doing. All the systems of information and communication, schools and whatnot are controlled by them, and they have you in that position where as much as they can keep you ignorant, they're going to do it. And that's what's happening. So, you know, it's a very sad situation, but people have to wake up and understand the system they're living in and do the rebellions that are necessary to change the system. Don't fall for those bones that they throw out now and then. You can't do that because it's not going to change anything and not going to be for the benefit of the so-called white people or so-called black people or so-called people of color. It's not going to do any good. You have to understand who's in charge, whose benefit is taking place for, you know, the system is so rigged. And I think that's the best word. This is a rigged system that's working and on overdrive for the benefit of those who rule, and they're getting better and better at it, and everybody ought to understand that and get it together somehow. So, you know, that's the way I feel about this. And, you know, it's very sad because you're have people diverted. I mean, we talked a little about these intelligence agencies. You know, I want people to think about maybe you have, a dozen, more than a dozen different intelligence agencies. I call this the secret police, you know. FBI is secret police, the CIA is secret police, and they don't run these agencies for the benefit of the masses of people. They are beholding to those who rule for the benefit of those who rule. So we got to get that straight. They don't work for us. They work for those who rule. And for the large part of the people here, it is very sad that you see people so confused. You see, the idea of white supremacy based on phenotype is ridiculous, because those people in all those different groups ought to be together, not divided. And the way it is, the ruling class is a master. They're masters at manipulating people to divide them. And as long as people fall for the okie doke, it's going to continue as is. The ruling class is going to get richer and richer and richer. And they're working overdrive.
Thank you, David. Thanks so much for your contribution today. Thank you. Jerry from New York, you're on the air.
For taking my call. Something I'd like to point out is people have their own narrative. Like when you were talking to Tony, it's your narrative that you want to push, where it has to be, people have to make up their own minds. And his narrative doesn't fit into what maybe your audience wants to hear, but that's what the media keeps doing, is pushing their narrative. The people who created divisiveness in this country, are the Democrats, which I'm a party of, and I'm ashamed of the way they've been acting, and the media, because they just merely want to push their narrative. Let the people view what's going on. Everybody's seeing how jaded this whole impeachment inquiry is. They don't have the witnesses, like, from both sides. Everybody sees it. Trump is shaking things up on both sides. There's criminality on both sides, and he's shaking it up. And that's good for everybody. It's good for blacks, whites, Democrats, Republicans. Shake it up. Get things going in the right path. How can anybody argue with the president who wants to make the country stronger and better for its own people? The stronger and better we are as a country, the better we are for the rest of the world. Because the stronger we are and provide for our people, the stronger we are and can help other people of our like-mindedness. And I just don't understand the narrative that you're telling Tony you can't have it both ways, but yet you want it both ways. You either believe the FBI and CIA and the Mueller report. If they didn't find anything on Trump, they were so diligent turning over every single rock, if there was anything to be found, this guy would have been hung a long time ago. They've been dying to get rid of him since he was elected. The first day that he was elected, they were crying impeachment. How does that look good? You know, if you're crying impeachment from the first day that he's been inaugurated, and now you're making everything fit your narrative. You want him to be impeached? Okay, now eventually we've gotten there.
So you don't see any merit at all to the profoundly bad influence, in many cases, that this president has been allowed to have on the general population. The things he says, the things he does, the things he gets enacted.
I think that the labels that have been given to him by the media never play out. He's not a racist. Antifa is the one that creates all these problems. People on the alt-right, they create the problems.
How do you know he's not a racist?
The majority of people are in the middle, and we all like each other. But it's the media crying this narrative because they want him out. It's just very sad to me to see, like, Al Sharpton, these people as leaders for the black community. You have to raise your standards and get people that are more ethical and moral. He should not be a leader in the black community. It's embarrassing for people because there's so many intelligent black people out there that don't want him to be his leader. So why do people let him speak for him? You know, why do they let him speak for them?
That's a curious thing, because that is exactly what people are claiming about Trump. People should be embarrassed to have this man as president of the United States.
I agree that he doesn't maybe act so fine-tuned as a politician, and maybe I don't agree with everything.
He's racist.
He's not, though. I mean, that's a narrative that people want to keep pushing, but he's not. That's just a narrative that fits the Democratic Party.
We are people. We can tell. We have intelligence. We can tell when a person is racist. We can tell when a person is off the edge. As a psychiatrist, the national group of psychiatrists have raised questions about his conduct, his behavior, his thought process even.
I disagree. I'm in the psychiatric field. I'm in the psychiatric field, and I totally disagree with you and that, totally. You can paint anything you want, but the problem is, too, if people don't get information from both sides, regardless of what side I'm on, I listen to both sides and I make my own opinion. So I don't, you know, this whole impeachment, it's very sad. That's divisive to the country. It's not going to go anywhere. It's just ruining everybody's holidays, and it has no basis. There's a thing called diplomacy. When we undermine our president, and I come from from the era way back where kind of we didn't know what was going on. What happens
American
behind closed
diplomacy.
Doors has to be happening sometimes.
That's the point. Now, this is a point you should at least appreciate.
Okay.
The president is the one undermining American diplomacy.
But he's standing up for our country and saying, you're not going to waste our money anymore. Look what de Blasio does. Look what all these other people do, wasting money unchecked all the time. regardless of what people think, you can't judge Trump by these rules that Biden isn't judged by, Obama isn't judged by. Nothing happened to these people, and we don't know the things that they have done behind closed doors. And really, sometimes people should know.
When you are a member of a particular station in life in this country, it's like life in any other country. You tend not to reap the criticisms of people who are on the lower rung of the ladder. There are many things I think our leaders could be criticized for, and they were not, because they had connections, they were strong in certain areas where they could get adequate cover, so they got over.
I agree. It happens all the time. It's nothing new.
Who thinks that we can't even resolve this question because everybody in a leadership capacity practically is a beneficiary unfairly of even-handed criticism and critiques, and I don't understand why. Well, I do understand why. But we are the ones who back ourselves into a corner saying, you know what, when it comes down to it, I am a Republican, I am a Libertarian, I am a Democrat, so I have to think in a way that reflects my allegiance rather than the fact. Oh, there we go. And we have so many more online, so don't be surprised if we continue this discussion Monday. In the meantime, it's the weekend. Surround yourselves with people who are supportive, with positive dimension to your life. And you may connect on this very topic on Monday. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.